And welcome to A Still Small Voice. And here's your host, Sharon Hurst.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I pray that your day is being blessed and you're ready to receive an anointed message from the Lord. You know, I sent out that message this morning and I got a great response. And the message was entitled, One More Thing Is About to Happen. See, I know some of you are going through the worst trials and situations of your life, and it looks as if no matter what you're trying to do, you can't seem to relieve the pressure and nothing is working. You saw one problem and then two more pop up. You've rebuked the enemy so many times, you're blue in the face and you're tired. You've asked everyone you know to pray for you, but nothing seems to work too long. You're tired, you're out of energy, and you just can't seem to walk with the Lord like you used to. You even cry out to the Lord and it appears that Jesus is silent. In fact, you keep saying this one thing, if one more thing happens, well, guess what? I want you to get ready for one more blessed thing to happen because the Lord has brought an anointed woman of God on the show with us today. And her name is Liz Moreland. She is the author of 3T Vision, Truth Triumphs Over Tragedy. And the book is about focusing on God's word in the midst of the storm. I've read this book and it is just amazing. This book is just filled with so much information and thoughts. And it's a collection of real life stories shared by five courageous, faith-filled women who have lived up close this vision. And I mean, they truly had faith in the Lord, and their faith and their truth triumphed over every tragedy. And we've got Liz with us today. And Liz is going to talk to us about this beautiful book and about even when her faith was tested and how she got through the storms in her life. Welcome to the show, Liz Moreland.
Thank you, Sharon. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is just wonderful to have you on here. And I have read your book and I went through it a couple of times because the things that you have gone through and even the ladies in the book have just been amazing and how you truly had to depend upon the Lord to see you through. And one thing that I noticed that you so openly share things. You even talked about how you were raised in a non-religious atmosphere and how you really were taking baby steps in the beginning. And that's what really drew me in because your faith just kept getting stronger and stronger. No matter what the situation came up, yes, you went through hard times, but you triumphed over them each and every time. So would you mind telling us a little bit about this beautiful book?
No, absolutely. Well, like you said, it's my testimony and then five other women's testimonies. So we touch on, you know, various issues such as, you know, overcoming childhood sexual abuse, overcoming life-threatening disease, circumstances, near-death experiences, suicidal thoughts, postpartum depression. You know, we've all experienced our own tragedies. And, you know, as long as we choose to focus on God and His Word, He can and will carry us through each and every storm. So my particular testimony involves, like you said, I was not raised in a Christian home, but I had been taking baby steps towards a relationship with Christ when I was about 32 years old, 33, and God had placed a neighbor in my path who was a born-again Christian, and I was, you know, kind of picking her brain, and she just took me in as her little lost lamb and mentored me, and then when I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2001, the day before my 34th birthday, it acted as a catapult. You know, I had been taking baby steps, but wow. Like the little guy in the circus where he jumps in the cannon and they shoot him out. That was me.
Wow.
So, And 4 days later, I was, you know, after my diagnosis, I was saved. The Lord reached down and touched me and in a very personal way, in a very private, quiet moment. And praise God, I've never been the same, and he's carried me through. And, you know, I had a miraculous type of healing of the tumor. I had a 10-centimeter tumor. It was the fastest growing, most aggressive form of breast cancer. And, you know, it accounts for 2% of all breast cancers. And through, you know, this miraculous salvation, number one, was the first miracle. And then, you know, I was going through treatment, but, you know, the tumor had shrank to such an extent that my oncologist said, you know, very quickly, you just need to go in for the surgery and be done with it. So I did go in for the surgery, and it was a mastectomy with reconstruction. They gave me an epidural to help with pain management when I woke up, but the epidural went wrong, and I ended up paralyzed from the waist down. And at the time, my child was 17 months old. Yeah, Jake was 17 months old. Yeah. So, you know, I had had this amazing spiritual and emotional transformation, mental transformation, physical transformation, and then boom.
Bam, yes.
And it was as if Satan knew the writing was on the wall. He knew I was going to, you know, I was in line to write this book eventually. And, you know, he did his best to take A, my salvation away, and B, my inspiration away to work for God.
Oh, bless the Lord. And there's one thing that you said, the Lord, the Holy Spirit whispered to you one morning, and it was stress can either motivate you or debilitate you. It's your choice.
Yeah. Right. Right. Absolutely. You can either turn away from God in confusion and disappointment and disillusionment and anger, or you can choose to trust him again to do what he has done before, because we know that he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's with us, you know, he never leaves us nor forsakes us, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you need to choose in that moment. And my moment came where I knew that the paralysis was not of God. I ended up being in the hospital for over 2 months away from my baby boy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't know which hurt more, the cancer treatment, the paralysis, or being away from my family, especially my child. And, you know, there was one morning where I was watching Faith Television, and I turned the TV off and prayed for I don't know how long. At that moment, everything hinged on me being able to extend my knee. And at that point, my right leg had come back very quickly, but the left leg was completely dead. And if I was going to walk again, that knee was going to have to flex. And after that moment of prayer, I turned over and got on the edge of the bed and extended the knee.
Oh,
and it was just such a God moment. And my husband and my son were on their way in to visit me. And when they got there, I said, look at this, and extended the knee. And I said, you know what? I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand. And I did. I stood up. I, you know, my husband, you know, I leaned on him a little bit, but I stood up and praised God. And do you know what? The surgeon who had actually operated on the blood clot that was on my spine, he came in to see me because he couldn't believe the reports that he was getting.
Oh, wow.
And he came in, and I said to him, he was a godly man, and I said, Doc, I said, you did a great job. And he was crying. He had tears flowing down his face, and he said, no. He said, I was in there. I saw what that blood clot damage did to your spinal cord. Jesus. He said, and he pointed to the ceiling. He said, you have nobody but the Lord to thank for that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, you know, like today I'm a walking, talking miracle. I still have a little bit of residual stuff going on, but like I said, they told me I would never stand. I would never walk again. And, you know, at that point you need to either decide to go with your feelings or to go with what you know. and to rely on God's promises. And at that point, and still to this day, my two cornerstone scriptures are Romans 8:28 and Jeremiah 29:11 through 13, where he'll work all things to our good.
Amen. And Liz, what is so amazing, this happened to you right after you surrendered your life to the Lord. And,
yes.
And then, bam, here comes the enemy attacking you. And
yes.
You have gone through things in your early walk with the Lord that even Christians that have been walking with the Lord for years and years and years still struggle with their faith. But what you have gone through in your baby steps, in those moments, it has inspired so many. How did you continue to find the faith? And you know, with the Lord being so new to you, how did you just reach up and grab onto God's promises at this early stage?
Well, you know, I was blessed to have a husband who was walking equally yoked with me. I was blessed to have friends and neighbors surrounding me and a church that I had just begun visiting as a support system. And I think the fact that I was so on fire for God helped sustain me, because I knew that feeling. People would look at me. I would come to church with, you know, my little, you know, those little hats that you wear when you don't
yes.
have any hair.
Yes.
I don't want to call them beanies, but they, you know, people would say to me, you do not look like, other than your hair, you do not look like you're sick. And it was just God. It was God. And I would just say, you know what? God's got this. He's told me he's got it. And I just had, I was radiant with the joy.
Mm.
And I was testifying, you know, in those 3 months before the surgery. And, you know, the devil saw that as a huge threat.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, he knew. He saw the writing on the wall and came at me with the rest of it. Also, I think the fact that I knew what that feeling was to be so on fire and to have that peace and that joy. And in that moment, those days when I, you know, was told I would never stand or walk again, I just clung to the promise that I knew that God was still there mentally. I couldn't emotionally feel him. But his words were implanted on my heart, and I was not, you know, and that feeling was implanted in my heart, and I was going to do anything and everything that I could to get back to that place and into that fellowship again with God, and just had to rebuke and refuse to give the enemy a stronghold that I was never going to get that feeling back again. That motivated me.
Bless you, Lord. And, you know, I just, like I said, I've gone through this book, and even the last chapter in the book, you share another story as well. But that is not the only story that you talk about. I've also learned that this past Valentine's Day, it marked 1 year since you lost your 24-year-old niece. And it was her name is it Taryn?
Taryn,
yes. And just 33 days before, she had given her life to the Lord as well. And if you're okay, would you mind sharing some of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Taryn was not just my niece or our niece. She was my daughter. She was my husband's daughter. She was my son's sister. She and my son and I were soulmates. She had been in and out of our lives, you know, as she grew up, you know, 18 years old, going out into the world. And she had been away from us for about 2 years. And we hadn't heard from her. She was living in a very dark place. But she had those seeds planted in her, you know. And she, by the grace of God, came back into our lives in September of 2012. And you know, we were forging our relationship again, and she and her husband ended up moving in with us in January of 2013 while they were looking for a house locally. And a week after they moved in with us, something happened. You know, there was a situation that arose, and Taryn reached out to Jesus. And again, in a very personal, quiet moment, he reached down to her, and she gave her life to Christ. It was, you know, I had told her, I said, you know, Taryn, I said, if I'm never a part of any other person's salvation, I pray to God that I am, but if for some reason I'm not, you are my one lamb. You are that one sheep, you know. And she, you know, we would just cry, and she would study the Bible religiously day after day after day, and we would have God talks, and she would ask me to explain things. And she actually said to me at one point, you know, Aunt Liz, I was really angry for the longest time. I felt like God had taken you away from me. Wow. I felt, and she said, I have always looked forward to me being of age and you and I going out and having a glass of wine together and talking. And she said, but you know what? She said, this is so much more.
Oh, bless the Lord.
And yes, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. She was beautiful. She was so beautiful inside and out. And the night, and God's grace and mercy is just so, you know, you can't even put it into words. Yes. The night that they walked out the door, the Holy Spirit spoke into my spirit and said, whatever happens, it's okay, she's saved.
Oh, bless the Lord. Jesus.
And it was almost audible, yes. Oh. Yes. It was almost audible, and I've never said that before about any other experience, but just hours later, you know, it was just a horrific chain of events, and it was a horrible car accident. But the Lord took her; He took her instantly. She did not suffer, and He, you know, in her eulogy, when I spoke at her funeral, the Lord spoke, you know, while I was writing it, and said she came home to our family. Then she found home, which was with Christ.
Yes.
And then the Lord took her home.
That is so beautiful.
Because, she was just facing so many negative forces. And Taryn also struggled with an eating disorder, bulimia. And if anybody is familiar with that, they know how horrific a disease that is. And... excuse me, I've come to put together a charitable foundation of sorts, which is called Prayerful Purses.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. Yes, go ahead.
In memory of Taryn. And it's something else that the Lord put on my heart, and it's women that have been donating their gently used and new purses, and I've been donating them to a local entity here in Cartersville called the Bartow Family Resource Center, and they reach out to women and families in crisis so that when women come in, they can choose a purse of their choice, and inside they will find scripture on laminated cards or bookmarks, and the logo or slogan for it actually is, it's what's inside that counts.
Oh, I love that.
You know, in the future, what I would like for it to be is a foundation that will go to helping women get the help that they need to overcome the eating disorder, because it's just a vicious disease. It affects every person around that person. It's like any other addiction.
Yes.
But the treatment for it is a cash business, you know. Not many facilities take insurance to treat that. And it's a disease that takes at least 6 months to a year to really overcome. We had sent Taryn to one facility in Florida, and it cost $8,000 for 1 month.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So friends and family had gotten together and sent her. And actually, it was a $15,000 a month program, but they had, you know, bargained with us, and we sent her for a month. And she did have an epiphany while she was down there, but, you know, it was not enough to sustain her at that point. And at that point, she wasn't at the point where she could receive Christ either to help. So, but yeah, I mean, praise God. We just, you know, as hard as it is to lose her, for those 2 years that she was out in the world, I was always waiting for that phone call.
Yes.
And but, horrific, how horrific it would have been, you know, if it had gone down the other way.
Yes.
So we know that we know that we know. And God is giving me confirmation because he knows my heart.
Amen.
And he knows the hurt. But we also have comfort in knowing that she's with him.
That she's with him. Amen. Now, this charity that you have, if women want to send purses in, how do they do that?
Well, they can email me at morelandmedia@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And I can, you know, arrange for ways for them, you know, to get the purses to us.
Okay, like that is great.
Yes.
Okay.
And eventually, like I said, I would like it to go nationwide. Right now, it's local, but I'm working on a way for it to go nationwide.
That would just be wonderful, because I know I have some friends around here that can't hang on to their purses, and they just kind of throw them away, but they're still nice looking purses. And so I will reach out for you, and I will start collecting them. And then I'll call you later or email you later to get an address from you and then get them shipped to you.
That would be incredible. You have no idea what that means. Thank you so much, and God bless you for that.
I think this is just a wonderful thing that you're doing. And your book is going to be an inspiration to so many people that are going through hard times, because the stories in there, you touch on so many things in the book. The loss of a child, you know, substance abuse, all kind of things are in this book. And, you know, I found myself having to stop, you know, kind of through it, and I cried a little bit and had to go back in it, but it encouraged me.
And
it strengthened me as well, you know, to know that there are other women out there that are going through things, and they're so openly and being honest about what they're going through, and their experiences, you know, are going to bless others. Because I truly believe that the Lord does not allow his children to go through anything just for nothing. I believe the things that we go through are to help others get stronger and draw them nearer to the Lord. So I'm so grateful that even that you pressed your way through all of your trials and your storms to get this book done. And, you know, and the enemy didn't want it to happen, but God wanted it to happen. And we know that God always wins. He always has victory. So I just,
absolutely.
Yes. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And before you go, I would love for you to tell people how to reach you, where to buy your book.
Absolutely. Okay. You can go online to morelandmediaministries.com. And you can either buy it through PayPal on the website directly, or you can go to TatePublishing.com. And that's, you know, the publisher that the book is with. You can buy it from them directly. Also, Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com will have it as well. And if they want to email me, I would love to hear, you know, more stories from women. I'm always looking to, you know, write different articles for different publications. And they can, like I said, they can email me at morelandmedia@yahoo.com.
That is so great, Liz. And thank you again for being on the show. And I will be reaching out to you myself once I start collecting these purses, because I love the idea of what you're doing and how it's going to bless so many women. And I want to encourage you to continue to do what you are doing and live and continue to lift up the name of the Lord and bless as many as you can with your story. And hopefully in the future, I would love to have you back on the show again.
I would love to come back. I really would. This has been such a blessing, and I just appreciate you and your ministry and what it is that you're doing. I thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Liz, and you have a blessed day. You've been listening to Liz Moreland, the author of 3T Vision, Truth Triumphs Over Tragedy. It's an awesome book. I strongly encourage you to pick up a copy of it today. And this is Sharon on the Still Small Voice. I pray that the rest of your day will be blessed and filled with great things. And always keep your ear open to listen for the Still Small Voice. Be blessed. And until next time, have a great day.